You are listening to the Double A Club, and this is your host, NY Boom, and my co-host, Big Daz. We'll be talking about trending topics and healthcare. And basically, just as a disclaimer, just to let the listeners know that this is just basically on our opinions and speculations. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. Let's start off and kick off with our first topic.
So 200 pounds. So now I'm like, I think maybe by April 15th, maybe I'll be 185, maybe 188. I don't know. But as long as I'm not 200, I'll feel good because I noticed that the 200 pounds is my ideal weight as far as looks are concerned. But as far as the readings, I think I'm going to have to be a 185 person. And with that, the guys I play basketball with are like, oh, man, yo, you look like you lost too much weight, you know. But a lot of these guys are 300 pounds, big dudes, 6'4". You know what I mean? And you can't listen to them because they don't have your complete best interest as far as frame is concerned because they're looking at you like, yeah, like you're 185. Like they're like, yeah, get out of here, you know?
I had to lose weight too for my diabetes. I went from, like I said, 239, and the lightest I ever got was 197. And now I'm currently at like around I stay around 210.
And how tall?
I'm 5'9". I'm still too big for my height, but
yeah, I'm 5'10" too. I'm 5'10"
But I don't, for me, if I can, I just try to watch what I'm eating. And like I said, I'm not fixated by the scale. The scale's not going to bother me. If I drop weight, that's cool. As long as I don't go up, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm concerned, I don't want to go up. So, but if I stay there or if I drop, I'm fine. It's just that I'm more concerned on what I'm eating and my blood sugar. My blood sugar has to keep going down. So, I mean, that stuff is not big for me, but it should be something important for people in diabetes that have diabetes to lose weight. And that's one thing I did do is I did drop 40 something pounds.
So flat,
I just put on like 12, and that's it. And I'm just the level there.
I was
239, big boy, bro. I was like, I could barely fit in the door. I can remember one time, right? I was working in jail, and I was working with a coworker, and we were going inside a cell, do a cell inspection, and we both went into the door at the same time, and we got stuck.
Oh, that's crazy.
We both got stuck at the door. We're like, whoa, there was some shit that you would see in a comedy movie, right? You know, two guys, they walk into the door and they get stuck in the door frame. That was me and him. That's how big I was. I was so fucking big and brolic, and I was like fucking lifting like 380, 400 pounds, benching.
Wow.
Like close to 5. Yeah, I was fucking huge.
Damn, that's crazy.
And I was deadlifting 415, 420. I was a monster curling. I was curling like 50, 60 pounds. Now I can't do nothing, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm not lifting for strength anymore. I'm lifting for love.
I hear you.
So continue with your story.
Yeah, pretty much that was that. Like, I just wanted to let you guys know that, I was 200 pounds for the duration, and now I've been flirting with that 190 for the last 6 months. And now it seems like I'm getting a little lower, like the 188. And then I'm wondering what the coffee is going to do, not drinking coffee the whole month. Like, I'm wondering what that's going to do. Because remember, I won't have that French vanilla in my system anymore.
It's not going to hurt you not having it. So whatever it's going to do, it's going to benefit you.
But that's pretty much, I don't do cereal no more. like Lucky Charms. I don't do none of that no more. I do oatmeal.
And imagine, you know what I'm saying? We give our kids cereal, bro. We're just like,
we're not doing that over here. That's it. No more cereal. Like the other day, I made oatmeal with water. And I'll be honest with you, it's not great, but it wasn't bad. But I would never do oatmeal with water.
Yeah.
I would never do that, but I did it because she can't have dairy.
Yeah, I mix my oatmeal with my yogurt.
You know, that's a great idea, man. We have Chobani yogurt here. It's plain yogurt.
Yeah.
It makes sense to try to use that.
Just put it in your yogurt and you mix it in. Don't even heat it up. Just put it out the bag, you know, dry like that. Mix it in with your yogurt, and it's good. It's like a yogurt cluster.
I'm going to try that out, man. That sounds like good advice.
Yeah.
Definitely going to try
that out. It's one of my breakfasts. I have that. I do like a yogurt cup with some fruits in it, and then when I have my breakfast, I put my oatmeal in it to add some more fiber and some protein, and I mix it in with my yogurt because yogurt has protein and it's good with probiotics, and I mix it in and I eat that. That's my breakfast.
That's cool.
Yeah. But you know, we're all fighting this, and this is something that we need to educate more people like us that don't know about diabetes. They don't know about portion control. They don't know about A1Cs. You know what I'm saying? They never thought about checking their blood sugar, things like that. And then, you know, and they need to be aware because all these things that are healthy options are not healthy options. The FDA is approving crap. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you know about this, but they're coming out. I believe it's coming out this year in New York because it's already been in Singapore. But in New York, I believe they're going to be coming out with restaurants selling self-cultivated chicken. Basically, it's a cell, and it's made inside a farm. It's not even a real chicken, and then they make the chicken meat like that. And the FDA claims this shit is safe. How is it safe? There's no studies on it.
That's right. They got paid.
Yeah, and the way that the companies that are doing these self-cultivated chicken, the way they're promoting it is that they're having high-end restaurants with these top-level chefs create dishes that look incredible and taste delicious with this fake-ass chicken.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, it's not even made from vegetables. Like, you know, like when you buy the no-meat type meat, it's not even that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cell. And I don't know what the hell they put in it, but it can't be good.
Yeah, makes you wonder what the hell it is, right?
Exactly. And then they're pushing this out, and this is going to be supposedly, I mean, eventually it's going to be technically a healthier option. That's what they're going to push it at. You listen to me. I'm saying it today. This is going to be pushed as a healthy option, and we don't know it's a healthy option.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It makes you wonder what the future is going to be like, man.
The future is not going to be good for anybody with a
AI food, you know?
Yeah, basically. That's what it is.
Crazy.
It's all right, Miguel, man. I'm so glad that we got to sit down and talk, and I hope that we could
continue
doing some more stuff in the future. Maybe I could have, I mean, I'm guessing you're a fan of boxing and MMA and shit like that, right?
Yeah. So definitely boxing, MMA. I like MMA too, just like I'm so engulfed with boxing, I don't know all the MMA fights. If they're on, I like to watch MMA a lot too, man.
I'm more of a MMA guy. I don't follow boxing that much because I don't know, these boxers are just so fucking soft. For me, Mayweather fucked it up for everybody, bro.
Everybody says that.
He messed it up for the whole boxing community. I can't watch it anymore. We don't have no more Tyson. We don't have Sugar Ray Leonard. We don't have Marvin Hagler's. We don't have these guys that used to want to fight fighters.
Yeah, because even the guys that know how to fight are ducking other guys.
Yeah, exactly. I just
know how to fight.
I can't watch it anymore. I don't even know who to watch. It's garbage. Like, I don't want to watch.
You gotta watch David Benavidez. You need to watch him.
He wants to fight everybody. I have heard.
He wants to fight anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
He's not ducking anybody.
I follow UFC because Dana White puts everybody in the ring.
Yeah, he makes people fight. You guys got to fight. Yeah, I like that about him.
Yeah. So I watched that. So, you know, maybe we could have you on the podcast and we could discuss a fight that happened the night before.
We'll talk about doing another one and maybe we'll shoot some ideas at each other and build on more ways to get it done, you know?
Definitely. Love it to hear. Yeah. So please tell the people.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me, man.
No. Please tell, before we cut this off, I want people to know who you are, how to get in touch with you, for real estate, for whatever. You want them to contact you.
I'm going to give you that contact right now. So right now, my name is Miguel Romeo, right? My number is 646-389-9385. That's the number that is only used for business. It has nothing to do with personal or whatever. And anybody wants to talk about real estate, they will call me on that number. Also, I have an email address I would like to give you.
Go ahead.
It's mr.toptierrealty@gmail.com. If somebody doesn't want to text, maybe they just want to shoot me an email. They could also email. On Facebook, I'm down as Miguel Romeo. On Instagram, I'm at Miguel Romeo 183, which is the same name I use on YouTube and TikTok. And anybody and everybody could send me a message asking anything. I'm all right with that. Other than that, in New York, and I'm licensed for New York and Jersey. Pretty much that's what's going on. I'm typically in New York because I'm from the Bronx, but I'm not just selling homes in the Bronx. You know, like it's like from here to Buffalo, anywhere. Yeah. I'm licensed for the whole New York. So I like to let people know that because sometimes people think, oh, I was going to call you to be my real estate agent, but I'm looking in Long Island. And I'm like, yeah, that's New York. But, you know, people don't know. They assume, and, you know, you can't be mad at them because they didn't know. You just got to say it on a podcast or let them know when you see them or let them know on social media.
Yep. New York State, the whole state of New York. That includes Long Island, Staten Island, Buffalo, Rochester, Maine, all that stuff.
Connecticut. If you want to buy a house anywhere in New York, now, if you want to buy a house in Canada, you could call me. I'll get you somebody and make a referral.
He does New Jersey, and that includes Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, those places. Yes, that's part of New Jersey. That is New Jersey, people, please. Well, man, it was great.
If you want to buy a house in the Poconos, I could refer somebody because I have all the connections, you know?
To be honest with you, if you want to buy a house anywhere, just contact Miguel. Miguel has people that work in other places, and he can refer you to that person. So anywhere in the United States, I don't care if you want to move to Europe and Brazil, contact Miguel.
Yeah.
All right?
I got people out there too, man.
That's true. I mean, you got to make connections, right? Everywhere.
Yeah. So, definitely.
But yes, it was a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for sharing your life and your information. And you have inspired me to try to get my A1C lower than yours.
Look at that. You know, we're inspiring each other over here, bro. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. So keep up the good work. And, you know, listen, don't get anxious and don't get mad at the blood level. Keep calm. Pick yourself. You know, get the number that you get, right? And then if it's not a number that you like, if it's a number that you don't like, just know that, okay, I got to work on this some more. That's all.
Exactly.
Don't stress yourself out more because you don't need it. You're doing good. You're doing great. One thing, don't stress yourself out because you're doing good things.
Yes, sir.
That's not what you want.
However, thank you so much, man.
No, appreciate it.
For reminiscing on memory lane and all that. It was a great show, man.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, man. And we'll be in touch, okay, brother?
Definitely, man. You have a good evening, man. Many blessings to you, man.
Peace out. Thank you.
Take care, brother. All right. Peace out. All right.
Thanks for listening to our show. This concludes our episode, and listen up to the next episode to follow up on what continuing topics and trends we have going on, and just to continue to listen to your boy NY Boom and co-host Big Daz, and listen to our points of views, and maybe you can add on to it if you want, but we'll catch you on the next one. All right, have a good one. Peace out, fellas.